For we do gather in the quiet of our upper, as we assemble ourselves in the mighty name of Yah, the precious Tikvah of Yeshua, HaMashiach. We do gather at the certain sound of the shofar as we make preparation for battle of the onslaught of hell. We do gather to worship you, our Abba, in the precious name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. As we come into your presence with oblation, bow down in humble ru'ah to worship and to acknowledge you in all things. For it's by the cleansing atonement of the time of Yeshua, Lamb of Israel, that washes away and cleanses us from all of our sins and transgressions. For as we humble ourselves today, as we bow before our Abba, the Most High, the Excellent One, we bow in contriteness, that we may be cleansed, our minds may be purged, our desires may be pure before you, our Abba. For we lift our hands and our voices unto you, to Shabbat our Abba, to esteem you, to exalt your name above the heights of Hashemiah. For we know that there is only one name, given whereby Israel shall be delivered from all the bondage of darkness, from the captivity of their own iniquitous ways and transgressions that have been perpetrated in the minds of Israel. So we pray today, as we gather here with great tefillah, that you hear our cries. We cry out unto you, our Abba, for we are washed in the dam, the blood of Yeshua, and for the testimony and witness of the power of living Torah, it is alive in Israel. And we, your truth unto us, it is not grievous, Yah, but it is a great pleasure that we may serve you and bow before you. We do pray for all of those that are listening by the live stream today, those that have written, the gifts and offerings that have come in from the faithful ones, Yah. We pray for their strength. We pray for their obedience unto you. Give us all that strength today to press on, I pray, as we come before you to worship, to sing, to dance in the presence of our Abba. We shall shabak you. We shall esteem you mightily, for your name is excellent, and the power of your name is an excellent, strong tower for Israel. So we shall worship you. We shall brak you. In the mighty name of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel, we beseech your presence here. For we are gathered in your mighty name. In the power of Yeshua the Lamb, we brak you. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 The praise offering of Pura, Pura unto Yah, Pura, Pura, Yada, Yada. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For your name is excellent, our Abba. We do bow in the presence of our great Creator. For Yahweh is His excellence. For His name is set apart above all names. We see in the power of that name, the Yashak, the assurance of salvation in His Yeshua. For the living power of your word made alive Give it unto man the witness of your strength, the testimony of your power and your might. You have given that unto Israel. You have sought that which was lost, and that is the revival of the Torah written, and the depth of the love of Israel. So we say to you, our Abba, speak unto us this day, and show us our transgressions and our sins that have besieged us, that we have turned and gone a strange way. For we delight in your emats, your truth, our Abba. Help us all today. Those that are listening by the live stream, those that may hear this message in whatever form, we pray your blessings upon them. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, Yivaracha, Yikacha, may Yah brought you today. Shalom, my friend. You may be seated. What an excellent time that Yah has brought the house of Israel to, that we may identify with Him totally and wholeheartedly. I must say that this is an obstinate, a generation that is rebellious. It is one that is enamored by their own sins, their iniquitous ways, whereby they cannot hear the Torah, the commands of Almighty Yah. What He commands unto Israel is to bring about the excellence of His power in the midst. And so today we do not sense nor do we see the excellence of the power of Yah. We have formalities and ritualisms, but it never produced anything at all. There's a generation and a people that are bound under the captivity of darkness and sin. And the reason why? Because it rebels against what Yah commands. When Yah commands you to lift your hands, it is a simple gesture, isn't it? But you rebel against that. And that is taught in the Torah, that He commands us to come into His presence with Torah. And because of our religious, vile attitude, we think that that is not a vital essence of our growth and our maturity. It is a juvenile, immature generation. And you see it in the juvenileness, because juveniles do not like to obey, do they? Children do not like to obey their parents, do they? And so when the parents speak to them and command them to do a certain thing, then they resist that, don't they? And so it is with this juvenile spirit that is against Yah. When He commands us to do something, He is not speaking a vain, empty words. He wants us to do it. And I speak by the warning of His Ruah, my friends, the people that identify with Yahshua. We better obey what Yah commands us, for obedience is better than the offerings that you perceive are excellent in His sight. He wants us to obey every word, because every word that He speaks unto us is pure. Every word that He speaks unto us is pure, and only the servants of Yah will take refuge in what He says. It's because that our love is enamored by our own sins and transgressions, that our thoughts are on our idolatry worship, the things that dominate our thought process. It is not the Torah of Yah, things that are external, that never gives you any kind of spiritual growth. And you bring that before Yah on the Shabbat, when He tells us to lay them down. There should be no burdens on our minds when we come into the Shabbat of Yah. And something is terribly wrong with a house that say that they are Yisrael. Something is wrong with those that will choose the precepts that they think that are appropriate, that they think that are best for them, and not what Yah commands. What He speaks unto us is for our growth. It is for our maturity. It is for His strength to abide in us. And when the strength of Yah abides in a people, it is a mighty force. We are a weakling of a people. We have no confidence in what He says. Now, if you think that I'm going to pacify us, you're wrong. I will not do that. As I expended a tremendous amount of energy last night in the prison house. And there's one thing that was certain when I left. And there was no stone unturned when I left. Hallelujah. This is a generation that the sins of this generation must be made known. So we have today these entities. They're not the true assemblies of Yahweh, whereby the Ruah, or the mighty power of the Nabi, resides there. Where the prophet Jeremiah, Obadiah, whereby the Ruah of those mighty men abide in the midst of the bite of Yah. And the reason I say that, because there is no emphasis and no authoritative vociferous speaking what they commanded of the Israel as they identified their sins. You have these places that are full of their homiletics and their piety, their self-righteousness. They have their rituals and their dress codes and they manifest their little ritualisms that produce nothing but a form and a formality, but it never produced the essence of the power of Yah in the midst. And so they continue in their sinful practices. Their evil, vile, sadistic ways. Their thoughts are far removed from the Abba. Their attitude is based upon their own lust and their own covetousness. It has not been shaped by the Torah mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. And so we have a vile, sadistic, evil, and wicked generation that Yahweh literally despises, and He hates it. Hallelujah. I know that they will not tell you that, because they want things to be all, quote, hunkadory. Because the main focus is to make sure that we have people, because people produce one thing. People produce one thing, and that is the financial revenues to satisfy the lust of those that are in power. I come to warn you and speak to you the truth of Yah. There's one thing that I want to emphasize today. I want to lay the foundation with a few scriptures. But it's when Yahweh commands us to cry aloud. And I want to show us examples in scripture. Those that have cried aloud. This is a generation that is melancholy. You have been taught. It's amazing that the world, when they enter their venues of their worship, their football games, their basketball games, their baseball games, their secularized parties and celebration, there is a roar of approval when they're satisfied in their venue. Yet when it comes to Yah, He satisfies our mouths, our inward parts with tough things. And this rebellious, wicked generation, because you're eating the dainties of darkness, you're eating upon the covetous, sensual lust of this world, you cannot taste the delicacies that Yah feeds unto you. So you seek out those tables that are full of putrefied vomit. The stench of the nostrils of Yah. And the meat of your table is not Yahshua. The lashem, the bread, is not HaMashiach. It's the powers of hell. The strange spirits against Yah. And so you dine on those things. You wonder why we are so anemic. You wonder why you don't even have the strength to raise your hands to Yah. Because you're anemic. Hallelujah. I'm not here to make friends. I have a friend in HaMashiach. And I will show myself friendly today. Hallelujah. I will show myself friendly because I will speak what Yah says. And whether you appreciate it or not, it makes no difference at all. None whatsoever. I was at the prison house last night And of course, my voice was booming. They could hear me in all the other places where they were holding their service. As a matter of fact, one of the men came out of what they call the Morris science. And I had seen the devil before. And I began to deal directly with him. You had those that called themselves Iathems, that they, one came. And he said unto me, I heard about you. There's nothing about me you need to hear about. I come to declare him that you need to know about. And the power of his might that is expressed in the house of Israel. Israel is so fragmented, you can't even identify it. Because it is a weak people. He says unto Yaakov, you are my Yaakov. You are the one that prevail in the midst of all obstacles and the powers of darkness. And yet this is not a people that prevail. You cannot even prevail against the very wickedness of your own thoughts, the very vileness of your own thoughts. You almost have a people that set apart, that are washed under the dam, the blood of Hamashiach cleanses that people. It is not by your rituals, not by the lighting of your candles, and not by your little ritual instincts. It produces nothing at all. Never has. Produce a self-righteousness and an arrogance, this hubris mindset. Now because you title yourself Messianic, it doesn't produce anything at all. You're not a true follower of Hamashiach. Hallelujah. For he obeyed him that sent him. He declared, the words that I speak unto you, I'm the living truth of Yah. They are not mine, but the one that sent me. And he condemned their rituals. He condemned their religious frivolity. That's all it is. They performed their religious frivolities, and they walked constantly in their defiance of Torah. Israel, he has imparted, he has written, not only in their love, but in their inward conscience, that even in the midst of all your debacle, your sinful nature, there is something beyond your conscience that speaks to you. And say, this is not the will of the Abba. You have gone estranged away from him. This is a generation that loves the soft things. Things that are pleasing to the flesh. That accommodates the flesh. And give the flesh reason to continue. To abandon, to resist Yah. And speaks unto him as though that he is non-existent. That's what sin does. That's what the sin nature and the sin mind does. It speaks to Yah that way. It speaks to him that way. And they have trained you well to do that. It began in your secular educational whorehouses. They call schools. And they taught you to resist him. They have taught you how to be hubris and prideful. They have not taught you how to be humble and submit unto the hand of Yah. He's going to destroy this wickedness and the wicked. He's going to destroy them. America, the Jezebel is coming down. For his wrath shall be poured out upon all the earth. And the earth is going to feel, and sister, vengeance and the fire of Almighty Yah. I want to speak from scripture. From Yeshua, Isaiah. Simply that Yahweh saves. What a profoundness. That he sent a Nabi to tell Israel, to tell the tribe of Yehuda, that it is only Yah that saves and delivers you from all of your vile, unpredictable nature. And he said, I will raise up a Nabi that will speak according to my command. There will never be a restoration of the land that we call Israel until the Nabi, the prophet of Yahweh, is raised up. And when the Nabi of Yah is raised up, he will declare one thing, the sin of Israel. And out of the midst of that will spring forth out of the belly of Yah, the judges, Shoftim, and they will judge the house of Israel. That is missing today. There's no judgment today. No one wants to be judged. And you cannot find it in this religious sector. It is a religious sector. They have a form what is right and pure, and they look pristine. But they deny the power of Torah. They deny the significance of Torah. They have encumbered it. They have written their own laws. They have adjudicated their own laws and principles according to Torah. But it's not based upon the adjudication of the government of Yah. And so they raise up these intellectual ignoramuses that understand letter of scripture excellently, but the power of it they know not. The beauty of scripture they know not. The purpose of scripture they know not. And they continue in their carnal wicked ways, self-righteousness, in their philosophies to say that I'm a Torah believer. You're not, hypocrites. You're false one. Look at what Yah says unto Israel, Yeshua. Isaiah chapter 57. A few verses here I want to read. Verse 1. He says that the righteous, the tzaddikah, the righteous perish. And the righteousness of the Torah of Yah has perished. Those that delight in the truth of Yah, where are they today? The righteous, they perish. And no man lay it to love, to hearts. And merciful men are taken away. And none consider that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. And we don't even consider that. For there shall be a delusion upon the land. And there is a delusion upon this nation. It is a sadistic nation. The principles of this nation is based upon the shatanic powers of darkness. The principles of Misraim, Egypt, whether it's Britain, or the land you call Israel. The principles are based upon the satanic principles of darkness. They deny the power of the Most High. His principles, they have a letter of the principles of Yah, but no power there. Yah will restore Israel only by the mouth and the raising up of the Nabi, by the prophet. And the prophet will speak in a way that will bring judgment to Israel. And there shall be men that will judge because they will have the infilling of the Ruah of Yah. What men are captivated by today, they love men that can speak eloquently, which I do not. And they have a command of the letter of things, and they can give you historical pointers. They love that. But it brings no conviction of the sin that they are in. Transgressing Yah's Torah. There is no guilt in them at all. Because it doesn't produce the fire of Almighty Yahweh. His word is a living fire. And it burns the dross, the sinful activities and the evil practices out of the land of Israel. So you have the greedy dogs today. They're greedy dogs. They have their own desires. They're led for their own purpose because they have their own purpose for their advantage and admiration. They do not admire Yah. He says in verse 2, he shall enter into Shalom. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. He says to them, but draw near to me, you sons of the sorcerers. Is this Israel he's talking to? And he's literally telling them, your sons that are bewitched. Shaul says, Gulushia, who have bewitched you? What power of sorcery has destroyed your ability, your mind to think on Yah, that you should not obey the Torah? You should denounce the Torah of Yah. What power of sorcery? He calls them sons of sorcery. The birth is not the birth of the bosom of Yah. That's why you have this deception today. You have this falsehood. Those because of the regalia and their dress, they think that they are the seed of Israel, and that is not so. He calls them sons of sorcerers. You have been bewitched. Your birth is not the true birth of the Ruah of Yah. Sons of sorcerers, and look at this, and seed of the adulterers and the whore. That's what you're seed of. You are the seed of an adulterous activity. You have gone about You have engaged yourself with every kind of strange deity, every god, every Elohim. You have not known me. You have produced a seed of whoredom. It is a vile seed. It is a seed that stinks in the nostrils of Yah. And when you produce a child out of whoredom, it is a child of bastardom. It has no identity of an avat or an abba. That's what he says to the house of Israel. Your seed are those of whoredom. It is not your betrothed, your espousal unto me. You have gone your way. You have been allured by this power of sorcery. That spirit of sorcery is that spirit that turns your love away from the discipline of Torah, from the disciplines of the guidelines of Yah, from His statutes, from the ordinance of Almighty Yahweh. When you turn away from that in every aspect of life, because He has ordinance that guide every principle of Yah, of His government, of His mind. That's what Yah has given unto us. He knows that a child that is left alone, we're going to bring shame. He cannot leave us alone. He must watch over us. He has to. We bring shame unto Him. That's what we do. I am thankful, Dota, that He watches over me. Any caring parents watch over their children. They don't even hardly trust them with anyone. It's not that they don't trust the one, but they want to keep supervision over their child and guardian over their child. They want to do that. And that's the way Yah is. He said, but you're a seed of whoredom. You're not a true seed. He said, I want to tell you something about yourself. Against whom do you sport yourself? You got mockery. You sport yourself with frivolity. You stand in the presence of my people and you make mockery, hilarious statements, that you have the whole crowd full of laughter. There's no seriousness about it at all. We must be sober. We must be vigilant. The laughter, the frivolity, the folly you're sporting is going to bring death unto you. It's going to cause you to be separated from Yah. There's a time, and we're in that time, that we must be a serious conscience unto Yah. You cannot be playing around in our sporting and our folly and our frivolity. You must be serious. You must be sober. It's a time to cry. It's a time to laugh. It's a time to hate. It is a time to love. We're in the time where it's a time to be serious. It's a time to be awakened, O drunken man. Hallelujah. Time to open your eyes and hear. Shema what Yah, observe what Yah commands you. He said, against whom make you a wide mouth? Your mouth is wide and you draw out the tongue. And this is a generation of the tongue, isn't it? I will say that again, it's a generation of the tongue. You love to speak. You want to impress everyone. You want to show someone your prowess or your ability to articulate a certain thing. A wise man, he's heard in his quietness. When a man is wise, he's quiet. The strength of a wise man is his ability to receive the instructions of Almighty Yah. And that is what disciplines his mind, his attitude. It disciplines him. That he fashioned himself after Yahshua HaMashiach. And he's reminded of him constantly that he never becomes weary. And he doesn't faint in the trial of opposition. When the enemy come against him to buffet him, he doesn't faint. He doesn't falter. He doesn't fall. But this is a generation that loves to open and use their tongue. That tongue is a wicked thing. It sets all nations course of fire. No man can tame it. It's vile. It's wicked. You need the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. As he sat before Pilate, he did not speak. And the reason why? Because there's no guile. Will you find those that even in the midst of instructions, that they want to speak because they're full of guile, they're full of wickedness. You're full of a sadistic nature. I don't retract anything at all. Period. You're talking to me? Well, certainly I'm talking to you. You're the main one. Absolutely, I am talking to you. For whom Yah loves every son that he receives. If he receives you this morning, he's going to chasten you. And he is certainly going to correct you. And that is just the fact. Everyone that he receives as a son today. He says, you are my children. Are you not? Verse 4, are you not? He asked him a question. Are you not the children of transgression? Are you not the children that defy Yah? For we know that sin is a transgression of the Torah. He says, are you not the children of transgression? Look at this now. A seed of falsehood. That's why I say I don't retract this. Those that are in the land that we call Yisrael, there's a seed of falsehood there. Not everyone there is the seed of Yah, of Yisrael. There's a seed of transgressors there. There's a seed of falsehood there. There's a seed of whoredom there. And yet in this Christendom, they've been mesmerized with what they think is the seed of Yisrael because they don't know scripture. And there are men that are sat before them because they are unlearned men. You know Christianity teaches that. They call you, say this, perform this, you say. 3 days later you call the preach. 2 months later you're preaching. Let no man tell you anything. That's the statement, the mind of an idiot. Even the world doesn't allow you to do that. In order for you to have the professionalship of the world, you must be trained in their fashions or their mannerism. You must sit down before men or women that are of excellent learning to impart into you the spirit of that application that you may be in complicit with that application. But this damn thing we call the people of Yah, we are ignorant, we are stupid people. Because you can't be taught. We don't want to be taught. Because of your arrogance. That's why you continue to fall in sin. Pride go before fall, you hubris. You think you have something, you have nothing. Nothing. You have a tongue. And you love to use it. He says, don't you know you're the seed of transgression? You have defied Torah, but I have my plastery. I'm dressed in the gala. I have the attire, it means nothing. He wants us to put on the cloak of Siddiqah, of righteousness. That's what we should wear. That's what we should wear. We should have on the cloak of his Siddiqah, his righteousness, the purity of our Abba. And so everyone identifies with everything but him. If you don't identify with scripture, then you're lost. Your loss in all of your religious practices will produce nothing but death. I want to show us something in scripture. It's in the book that we despise. It's in the book that we have no appetite for. It's in the book that we spend minute time with. Isn't it amazing what the world commands? It will command a young man, a woman to spend hours studying books. That the knowledge will not even be pertinent to their professional growth. Do you understand? That's how Shaitan has tricked this little thing we think we have as a mind. And yet, there is no appetite to study the most profound book on the face of the earth that produces the life of Yahshua HaMashiach in the house of Yisrael. So the enemy has distracted you with this covetous greed because your children are transgressors. Your parents have transgressed the Torah and they've imparted that same transgression of Torah into you. And they've taught you that. They have produced this spirit of whoredom, caused you to go astray from Yah. You go after the things of idolatry and the things that satisfy the flesh. But it doesn't satisfy Yah. He is displeased with this generation. You know, there are so many things that I want to preach on, but it troubles my life because this is a generation that really doesn't want to hear anything about Yah. It's one thing about learning, it always improves one's position. When one becomes proficient in a certain aspect of that learning or that teaching, then that one wants to move to the next level. We are people of regression. We regress. We do not exceed or excel in the things of Yah. It should be the mighty power of Yah in the midst of Israel that resonates. Men will see it. And they will see the power of Yah like a city that sits upon a hill, rises above the masses of people, rises above the mire and the stench of sin. But what they see is a mindset today that is consumed with a heathenish practice. Defiance of Yah, that's what the heathen does. Defies Yah. Hallelujah. Yah says, verse 5, He tells them, you inflame or inflaming yourselves with idols, gods, under every green tree. Now they simply, instead of using green trees, they use cured trees now. In their buildings, their synagogues, their churches, their whorehouses. He said, you have inflamed yourself with every idol, under every green tree, slaying the children in the valley, out of the clefts of the rock, among the smooth stones of the streams in thy portion. They are destroying the children with their smooth stones, their smooth things. They speak smooth things to them. Speak unto me, Yah, smooth things. Everything that Yah says is pure. And it causes that river of that flow of the living water that has been dammed by your corruption, your depravity, and your sins to be undammed. It tears down those walls that have dammed up that corruption in you, that you retain your sinful activities and your nature from one day after the next week, month. And what you do, you inflame yourself. You go under your green tree or your little wood tree or your brick tree or your steel building. You cry unto your idol. You have this self-pity for me, myself. You have this self-remorsing for me as though that you are being afflicted. You're being afflicted because of your wickedness and your evilness. You're not being afflicted because of the tzedakah of Yah. You've been afflicted because of your vile nature and your sinful practices. Your defiance of His Torah. Your defiance of the disciplines of Yah. Yah's not mocked. What's of a man sowed, that shall he also reap. You sow to the flesh you're going to reap corruption. You wonder why your mind is corrupt. Your actions because you've sown to your flesh. You sow unto the Ru'ah, you're going to receive the tzedakah, the righteous Torah of Yah, governing your mind in every aspect. So don't blame someone for your damnable wicked ways. And your consequences is you. Brother Dale, he says he's going to repay every man according to his ways. Did he lie? He did not lie. So he repays every one of us according to my ways and the things that I have performed. So they inflame themselves under every green tree. They give their sons over among the smooth stones in the streams, in the stream in your portion. They are thy lot, even to them hast thou poured out a drink offering. Thou hast offered a meat offering. He says, should I receive comfort in these? You come before me with your falsehood. Yah says, should I receive any pleasure in what you bring before me? You think that Yah takes pleasure at what we bring before Him. Something that is half-hearted. Everything that we must do with a gusto. With a great fervent burning desire. Is there a true Torah in your lap today? That you are brought for thanksgiving or the offering of Torah, Yada Yah, or thanksgivings unto Yah? Are you reserved in your pious, self-righteous ways? The wicked shows us how they praise their gods and their idols. They show us. Hallelujah. And you show us as well how you praise your God. What satisfies you? Trinkets and folly. There's a great revival of joy and laughter and esprit. But it's something that is stupidity. And there's something that is full of substance and meats. You become disengaged with it. You can see it in your eyes. You can see it in your mind. You can see it in the whore's forehead you have. You become drunken. It's amazing that not anyone, I'm going to tell you all that word, can go to a job and doze off and sleep. Will a man prepare himself for the next day for his job? Will he go to bed early so that he is fresh? Yet that is the kind of money he has for the world, because it is a sensual thing that satisfies his own damnable lust. You all give us a shabbat. No labor at sundown or yesterday. The only thing you have to do is go to bed. And have the shafat, the rest of Yah. Yet when it comes to Almighty Yahweh, He has no important value to us. Our minds are consumed with our idols under our green canopy. Where we think Yah doesn't see, nor does He understand our thoughts, but He does. He sees your damnable wickedness. He sees your corruption. He sees the vileness. He sees the vileness of your nature. He's speaking not to the Hittites. He's not speaking to the Philistines. He is not speaking to the Amorites. He is speaking to the call out elect house, Israel. I believe that. He says unto this one, Yeshua, which implies unto the house that Yahweh, Yah, is the only one that saves. That I saves. I am the one that saves. The 20th verse of the same chapter. He says unto Yeshua, as he speaks of the corruption among the fire of Yisrael, Yehuda, he tells them of the vileness and what things that have been perpetrated in the midst. He says unto Yeshua, Isaiah 57:20, he says this, listen, but the wicked, the wicked, those that have this criminal mindset against Torah. And everything today, there's a criminality. There is a hostility toward Yahweh. I do not care if it's Pentecostal, Catholicism, whatever it is. What they call themselves, holiness. There's a hostile attitude toward Torah. And Yah calls them, these wicked ones, they are the Rasha. They are the Rasha. They are the wicked ones. They have no discipline of government in them. Yah gives us His mitzvah to discipline us. How to carry ourselves. How to conduct ourselves. And just merely having a conscience of that, it never produces anything. Because you will go astray. It has to be a liveliness and a living source of His truth in us. It has to be. And we have to have a witness of that which is written in the inward parts, that it is true. And the only way we're going to have that is through the profoundness of the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach. And if we don't have that, then we will not have the profoundness of this truth of Yah. And we will falter. We will fall. We will do just what Yisrael did. We'll become the seed of whoredom and transgressors. We will defy Yah. We will do without conscious of thought of that. No thought at all. He says, I speak but unto the Rasha, those that are criminal, those that are hostile toward Yahweh. He said, you are like the trouble garage. You are like the trouble sea. And many are troubled today. The garage. Everything's trouble you. Everything troubles you. When Yah corrupts you, it troubles you. When one speaks discipline to you, it troubles you. He says, and what you are like, you are no more mine and the ru'ah of the wicked. He says, you are like the trouble sea, the garage sea, when it cannot shakat. It cannot rest. There's no rest in it at all. Whose water casts up mire and dirt. From the midst of the river that flows from you, there is a vileness that emanates out of you. There's a stench that comes out of you. And when you are troubled by anything, you can see the mire and the dirt and the stench of your vile evil ways. He said, that's how the wicked are. That is the true sign of the Rasha, the wicked. When they are troubled, they cast up their mire, their stench. They pull it from the depths of their belly. That's what the sea does. Everything that goes out, it comes back. It is almost like it's a turning, pulling it up from the bottom, bringing it up to the top, and then it casts it away. And so you bring up that vileness that flow from your belly. You don't have that Torah of Yah written there. So you can't draw from something that is full of life. You don't have the testimony of Yeshua, so you draw from this belly of stench and vileness. And when you are troubled, you will know what is coming forth. You see the mire, you see the dirt woman that is led by the Ruah of Yah. When he is troubled, the first thing that inspires him, the first thing that comes to his mind, that is the Mishpatim of Yah, the judgments of Yah. And he began to judge himself, his mind, his thoughts, his laugh, his intent, his motive. But one that is Rasha, one that is wicked, they began to draw from the stench of yesterday and yesteryears, and they draw from that foulness. You might as well say hallelujah. Oh, mine. It is the truth. You've drawn from that. You cannot shakat. There is no shalom. There is no rest in you. There is no sweetness of your sleep. Because the mire and the dirt, the filth that flows out of you will not allow you to sleep. If you go out and work in the garden all day and the filth of sweat and the stench, can you, without cleansing yourself, have a restful sleep? You cannot do it. And that's why you cannot have the shakat of Yah. It is the filth that comes, that flows out of the filthiness of your belly. It is the mire that flows from your belly. That's why this generation there is no shakat. No rest at all. None. They cannot rest. Because they are the Rasha, the wicked. They are hostile toward Yah. They will say to hell with his mitzvah. For his name has no value, no pertinent value today. For his Shabbat is not relevant. And they're deceivers of men. They are blind guides and they're leading the blind and they're all are falling into the ditch of darkness. Their minds are dark. Hallelujah. They have no hava, no true love for Yah. I do not care if it's your parents, your mother, father, avat, either. Makes no difference at all. There's only one way that is ordained. And that's the way of Yah. Now, I want to show you what Yah says about the Rasha, the wicked. I'm going back to Yeshaya, but I want you to hear this in Tehillim, Psalms, chapter 9, verse 16 and verse 17. It tells us, as Dawid says, he says, Yahweh, he is known, He's revealed. His excellence is known unto us. Yahweh is known by His Mishpah.
His judgment.
He is known by His Mishpah, which He executes. Now He executes judgment. The wicked, the Rasha, the wicked, is snared in the works of his own hands. You mean the Rasha are snared in the works of their own hands? Then why do we accuse others or believe that there are others that has caused the snare to come upon us? It is your own wicked device. When a man is of that nature of the Rasha, when a man defies Yah, when one is criminal against the Torah of Yah, he is a wicked man. And it is his own ways, his own attributes that snares him and brings him into bondage. That is what a snare is. It is to bring you into bondage. You cannot move, you cannot free yourself, you cannot loose yourself from that. It is one thing that the power of Yahshua does and the witness of the profoundness of our Yahshua, that whom Yahshua makes free, that what is free. And they're free indeed. They are not snared, because there are no works that are based upon the principles and the seductive actions and deeds of a Rasha mind, one that is wicked. It cannot be. It's based upon the Torah, for Yah's Sadiqa is from everlasting to everlasting, and His Torah is His imat. It is the truth, His law is the truth of His kingdom, truth of His government. So the wicked, he says in verse 17, Yah says the Rasha, the wicked, not might, shall, a confirmation, they shall be turned into hell. Sheol, no, hell. They shall be turned into hell, and some nations, and all nations. And all nations that forgot Yahweh. Is this a nation that has lost to remember or bring into remembrance His name, to remember His Shabbat, to remember these first four mitzvah that draws us unto Him? He said, I'm going to destroy. They're going to be turned into hell. All nations. America doesn't know Yah. The land of Palestine, Israel, doesn't know Yahweh. The land of Mizraim doesn't know Yah. The land of Britain, the continent of what we call Africa, doesn't know Yah. Only the seed of Israel, the elect of the woman. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and not some, and not a few. That is all kol. That is the whole of the world, and all nations. That is implicit. It implies what it means. All nations. All nations that forget Yahweh, they have lost the remembrance of His Torah. They are unable to think or to recall what Yah speaks to them. You cannot even recall the message that Deacon Horn so beautifully, so forthright, spoke unto us on Wednesday. It caused my mind to percolate in all kinds of things about Yah and this concept of following. I can preach on that for 6 months. Just that one word. The profoundness of it. Hallelujah. It is so profound. Of course, I used some of those tidbits last night in the meeting of the brothers there in the prison. So all nations that forgot Yah, that have lost the remembrance of His name, that are unable to recall Him, they're going to be turned into a hell. For Yah's word is a consuming fire. He's going to pour His wrath upon this Jezebel. This is a nation whereby it has produced transgressors. David said, in sin did my Ima, my mother, conceive me. And this is called the motherland. She is the mother of the earth today. Oh, I know what they say of the land we call Africa. But this is where everyone wants their birth in this nation. They want citizenry. They want to be citizens and the citizenry of America. And she is a deception. From the bellies of hell, her principles, her democracy are demonically induced. A government are based upon dark principles, not upon the principles of Torah. I don't care what they say about this Judeo-Christian type government. It's a deception of hell. I'm a Israelite. I'm purchased, born of the Ruah of HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget Yah. Verse 21 of Yeshaya, of chapter 57. Yah says, he says to those that of that Rasha, the wicked, he said, there is no shalom. Their minds are not complete. There's no completeness in them. They're not sound. They have no sound welfare. There is no prosperity. There is no health in them. Above all, there is no covenant relationship between them and Yah. None whatsoever. They are not a part of a Brit relationship of Almighty Yah. There is no relationship. There is no tranquility with them. And there is no contentment because they have no commitment at all unto Almighty Yahweh. And the Rasha are that way. There is no shalom. There is no shalom at all. Yahweh says to the Rasha, there's no shalom to the wicked. The wicked. The criminals, they despise Yah, they despise His truth, they despise and discipline them. You parents that have raised children, and I've been a child before, and some of the things that my mother would say to me or instruct me and my grandmother, I would become infuriated with it, angry, upset, because I did not want her to tell me, because I wanted to do my own thing. And that's the way the house of Israel is. We can see the example perpetuated, consistent through our scripture. And the only thing that would turn them back, Yah would raise up judges, Shoftim. And they will speak the word of Yah and they would judge them with true balance. It will not be a false balance that they would judge them, but it was a balance that was just. It was the righteous judgment of Yah. Many were cut off. Many were destroyed. But it eradicated that wickedness and the Rasha out of Israel until the judge was dead. And they went back to their old ways. And so the Torah of Yah today, it is a dead thing to many. It is not a lively thing. It has no life to them. And without the Torah judging you, then you go constantly back to your old, wicked, corrupt ways. And you constantly are caught under the weight of your own wicked ways and corruption. We need the Shoftim of Yah in the midst. He has sent the Ruah. And when the Ruah comes, it makes judgment. Because it reproves the world of sin. It shows you your sins. It identifies every sin and every corrupt thing. It identifies it. There is no short home. There's no shortcut, no rest unto the wicked. It was not Yeshaya saying this. It's Yahweh that's saying this. He's not going to give them rest. They're going to be troubled. He's not going to give them any kind of shortcut at all. I don't care what pinnacle they excel to. They shall have no shakat. Because Yahweh said it. They're wicked. Hallelujah. They're vile. They're corrupt. They are the agents of hell. And they are the enemies of Almighty Yah. They do not stand for the Torah, His truth. They stand for everything that is wicked, vile. Everything that is insidious, corrupt. There is no rest unto them. There's no shakat unto the wicked. They shall not have that. David says here in Tehillim, Psalms, I want you to understand the theme of this, because there's one thing that I want to draw your mind and your conscience to. And that is that the man of Yah must perform a command that Yah commanded him. And that is to cry out. The Nabi of Yah cried out. He says, I want to show you the ultimate end. What shall come upon the wicked, the character. Yah says, as David, what man could speak with such profound insight like David? His ways were vile. He brought upon death in Israel. Yah had used the man to bring the unity of the house of Israel. And out of him, Solomon the seed, and this vile king, Rehoboam, he brought about this great divide because of his wickedness. And every king, Melech him, that followed him, they were wicked men, corrupt men, and vile men. They were wicked kings. David says in Tehillim 7, verse 11, and I love this, Tehillim 7:11. It says, Yahweh Shofat, He judges. That's what it says. Yahweh judges. He is the one that acts as the Torah giver, because He has written that in us. Yah is the one that governs us. He is the one that judges. He is the one that Shofat, who? The Siddiqah. He judged the righteous. Yah judge the righteous. Is that what it says? And Yahweh is angry, Zoam. He has indignation. He is angry with the Rasha, every cool, the entire, the whole, every day. Now that's what Scripture says. Can I ask you a question? On jobs, do they judge people? Your supervisor? Have you ever been on a job and they say, what's wrong with you today, Gene? Your attitude is, you sure everything is all right? Well, I don't think your attitude is all apote. Don't sit here like hypocrites. You having a problem at home? Come on, you can talk to me. For what? For everyone to know? Even the world make assessments. They form opinions. Have you ever formed an opinion? Well, that's all an opinion is, a judgment. You make judgment of a circumstance, of a situation. And we don't want Yah to bring that upon us. We do not want the judgment of Yah. He said, I will judge my people, the righteous, the Siddiqah, the Sadaqah. I will judge them every day. I will judge, I will counsel the Torah power, the life of Torah, that the strength of Torah will counsel purge their love. It will speak to those things that are incubating in the inward parts. That's what it will do. He said, but I want to tell you, the Rasha, the wicked, every single second of the day, I'm angry. I am angry with them. I'm angry. A wicked man is anyone that will not be disciplined by the Torah, by the instructions of Yah. That's a wicked man. That's a wicked man. That is a vile, sadistic, wicked man. The woman is wicked. Regardless of what anyone says, how they try to justify it, that one is wicked. He is angry with the wicked, every kul, the whole, the entire day. Now that scripture, this is not David Roberts' opinion, but this is what Yah says. Because they have turned and gone astray from Him. When our minds go astray from Yahweh, when we are so engaged in carnal things and our thoughts are so filled with carnal appetite, you have gone astray. You have become estranged from Yah, and you began to find yourself in a cool place under some bay tree, and you are communing with your idols, the idolatry of your own mind. When we have the mind of Yahshua, we think on the things that are above. We think on the things that are heavenly. We think on the things that pleases Yah. And most of our thought process is processing every kind of vile thing, every kind of corrupt thing, every kind of lustful, every kind of covetous thing. It's not thinking about the things that are beyond the ability of the flesh to obtain. These things that are of Yah, they must be obtained through the Ru'ah. They will never be obtained through the natural delivery. They must come through the Ru'ah, the Spirit of Yah. It must be the life of Yah in one in order for one to understand. And that's why we are still dead. That's why we don't get excited. You get excited over a piece of chocolate cake, milkshake, it will cause you to smile. But when it comes to Yah, it doesn't cause the shimcha, the joy of Yah, but an ignorant generation, but a vile generation, the generation of stupidity. We have been trained well, haven't we, to defy Yah. We have been trained well. And the only way you're going to get fit, as Evangelist Horn would say, you can't mock time. You can't do that. No time for that. We must press. We must redeem the time. You're not going to get fit. Period. You're not going to get fit rusting on your knees what you did last week. Hallelujah. Last week wasn't even sufficient for last week. And that is the truth. So we know that Yah, there's no shalom to the wicked. He judges us that are the tzaddikim. He's angry with the wicked every day. Chapter 11 of Tehillim, verse 5. It is one thing that Yah does. He tries the tzaddikim. Those that are righteous, Yahweh will try them. He will examine them. He tries the tzaddikim. But the Rasha, the wicked, and those that love violence, is that in your text? Is it expressed that way? Yahweh says, those that love violence, those that are opposed to me, that violently reject my Torah, my Hamoshiach, those that love violence, he says, his soul hates Shoneh. Yahweh hates. He said, Shoneh him, his soul, Yah hates. He hates that one. Well, Yah is love. Sure he is. And he is hate too. Yahavah, Yaakov. But he hated Shoneh, Esau. He said, the one that loves violence. Well, I don't believe it says it. I know what it says, but I was brought up this way. To hell with your ways. Your ways seem right, but they bring destruction. He said, but the one that loves violence, that loves to transgress without conscience and thought, that it doesn't even trouble them, he said, that one, he said, I tell you, I hate them. I shunned them. I hate them. I despise them. There's a hatred. There's no love for them. Brothers and sisters, Yahweh does not change. He still shoneh the wicked. He still shoneh the violent men. And those that reject Torah, he has not changed. Believe me, he hasn't. He showed us the excellence of his love, did he not? Light came into the world, shined forth, the light of Torah, the power of Torah. And men, because their deeds were evil, because they were wicked, they despised the light. He has not changed. There is no new birth, a new covenant. There is just a renewal of what is already there. And the renewal of his breath with Israel, that Yahshua gave us the life of it. He gave us the quickening or the spirit of it. Because every word that he said he spoke was Ruah, was spirit and life. Did he not say that? Well, he told us that the words he spoke, they were not his, but the one that sent him. Did he not say that? So he just gave us the Ru'ah, the life, and the power of the very expression of Yah. And we do not have to live beneath or defeated. We can live victoriously. We can have the power of Yah to live victoriously. We can have shalom. We can live healthy and prosperous. We can have the eshah, the blessings of Yah, not just today, but beyond today. The fullness of life, the breath of life, the health of life, the joy of life, the strength of life. We obey what Yah says, we'll have all that. It's only when we don't obey Him that diseases, when Mizraim did not obey Yah, we saw every kind of disease come in. When Pharaoh reputed the man of Yah, what happened? Death and sickness and diseases. I like to say it that way. I know it's disease, but I like to say disease. They die because they're seized by it and fear comes upon them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh tries the tzaddikah. But the wicked and those that love violence, his soul hates, shoneh. That's an enemy of Yah. You that love violence, you that will violate what Yahweh says. But I don't care, I know, but that's my daddy. You're violating, you're violent. Well, that's my son, that's my daughter, you're violent. Well, I'll make provision for them. You're violent. Yah says to the parents, you have a gluttonous son or daughter that is rebellious. You bring them to the elders. This wicked world doesn't do that today. You superficial ones that say you love that, you don't do that because your hubrisness, your pride will not allow you to do that. You're hubris. Full of pride. I don't want to know that my daughter is this way, my son. So you covet their wickedness. And then what rises out of them, this filth and this mire, because of the seed of Horam, and corrupted because you're corrupt. You want to blame someone else? No, it's you, daddy. You, mama. It is the truth. Want to kill someone else? No, it's you. Period. Hallelujah. And so they will bring them to the elders. The elders will say, you wicked thing, you're going to continue to do this. Yeah. Boy, don't you know I'm an elder? Yeah. And they will stone him. And scripture said they will remove evil. They will remove this evil out of the camp of Israel. Fear will be induced. And then you will see a change in the people. We don't want to do that today. We don't want to cast them out. Well, that's my son. That's my daughter now. Is she? She's a child of whoredom. So she was produced from your whoredom, wasn't she not? Hallelujah. Well, I'm not going to stop talking this way now. Had a man wrote me the other day, you need not be so vociferous. Well, I'm going to be that way. Man came in last night. He said, I heard you were bold and you did not back down. I certainly can see that. I said, no, I'm not bold. What he speaks unto us is bold. His word is a bold word. Hallelujah. So the word in me emboldened what he speaks out of me. I attribute nothing to me, nor you. I give all the honor unto Yah. We like to attribute things to us, don't we? No, I give it unto Him. For He is mighty. For Yahshua paid the price. The small affliction, we haven't paid any price. You haven't paid the price of nothing. The small affliction, you began to turn away from Yah. You began to question Him. Where's the stamina of your strength? Hallelujah. Very little today. So the violent, those that violently oppose Yah, and then that violently try to manipulate His Torah. Well, I know it says that, but you got to understand. No, my friend. You better get some binah. You better get some understanding, some clarity. Well, we're preaching you. You just don't understand. You don't understand what's going on. No, I know what's going on. It's the wickedness of your love. It's your defiance of Yah. You're going to reap that as well. Well, I'll just go my way. Go your way, you Jezebel. That's what all Jezebels do. All whores go their way. You look at it in the natural perception. A whore on the corner, she goes away. She doesn't want any other whore going the way she goes. That is the truth. These whore houses today, whether they're Pentecostal, whether they're Baptist, whether they're holiness or holiness, what they call themselves, they all go their own way. You got a little brat over here with a bunch of little Jezebels, a few little hard-headed women and men, and they go their own way. You got those that come from them and go their own way. And those that spring from that go their own way, 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 way.
And that's what you do. You go your own way. That's the way that seems right unto man, doesn't it? But it's not the way of the Torah. It's not the way that Yah ordains, and every one of your ways bring death. It brings death to relationship, friendship, unto Yah. That's what it brings. This is not a humble generation. I pray that Yah raises up the Nabi, powerful man. I do, brothers and sisters. And that Yah will open up the avenue just for Yisrael to hear. And they will hear. Hallelujah. He is always, in the midst of all the debacle, the sin, He will always raise up a prophet, a Yonah, an Imas. He will raise them up to speak unto His house. And He's going to do that. Hallelujah. And when the man speaks, it's not going to be a Jezebel. It's not going to be a woman. It's going to be a man. It's not going to be an effeminate man. It's going to be a man of strength. It's not going to be a cowardice man. It's going to be a man emboldened by Yah. And he's going to speak profoundly. That the heart of Yisrael is going to tremble. The Levim will tremble with great fear and trepidation. And only then will the soundness of His truth begin to resonate in them. Men today, they have practices and they think that they are right. And they are righter than the next one that think he's right. And they're all wrong. I was listening to those other night talking about how to get to Israel. You can go there on a student visa, work visa, volunteer visa. And I said, what a group of nincompoops. They're ignorant of the truth of Yah. When Yah brings Israel back to the land Israel, it will not be done by some sensual earthly cunning devices of men, but it will be done by the mouth of the Rabbi that Yah shall raise up. It's not going to be done by these really feminine men. They're old, soft teaching. He will deal with the sins of Israel. He will expose their depravity and the perverseness of their mind. He's not bringing this Jezebel back to nothing. She's a whore. He's going to rid that. He's going to clean that house. And he's going to do about the father's judgment. He's going to do about judgment. That's what Israel told her, my brother, that I will do. Told her. That's the only way he's going to purge it. He's given mercy. And he's given us in that truth. And it still doesn't change the love of this generation. We despise what he says. Reject what he says. And we rebel against him. This is a drunken generation. Come on, you all come in here drunken. A drunken generation. And even in the world, you will never do that. You will not do that in the world. Because they're not going to tolerate it. And you literally think you can come before Yah and get by with that? Dodah. Dodah, my brother. You're not going to do it.